When your pet cat brings you a dead bird or rips apart your couch, that's a reminder that your little fuzzball is not too far removed from a wild animal. There are different theories about where and when cats were domesticated. As NPR's Nell Boyce reports, scientists may now have some answers after looking at the genes of nearly 1,000 pet cats and their closest wild relatives.
When Americans talk about wild cats, they usually just mean cats that live in the wild. Cougars, bobcats, tigers, any cat that doesn't hang around with humans. But in other places, like Africa, Europe, the Middle East, and Asia, when people say wild cat, they mean a specific species.
The species that we're talking about is Felis silvestris.
Carlos Driscoll studies these small, striped cats.
So the wild cat, in the strict sense, Felis silvestris, looks very much like a domestic cat. And in fact, that's part of the problem.
Some governments want to protect this species, but Driscoll says that's hard to do when the wild cats look like pet tabbies. They sometimes even mate with them, creating hybrids.
This issue came to a head in a court case, I think it was like 9 years ago now, 8 years ago. Somebody was taken to court for having killed a cat, presumably a Scottish wildcat. You know, he was on the stand there, and he said, "It doesn't look like a Scottish wildcat to me." And of course, there was nobody that could say for certain that that was a Scottish wildcat, and their case fell apart.
All this made scientists say, maybe we could sort everything out by looking at their genes. To do that, you have to get DNA from cats. Lots and lots of cats. The house cats were easy. Driscoll got samples from over 30 breeds recognized by the Cat Fanciers Association. He also got DNA from pet cats in Japan and Europe. But for the wild cats, he needed dead birds and a passport.
I traveled to southern Africa, trapped cats in South Africa, Namibia, and Botswana, trapped cats in Israel, and then Azerbaijan, Kazakhstan, and Mongolia.
Once he'd actually trapped a wild cat, he'd have to sedate it to take a small blood sample.
Oh, they hate you. Yeah, they're really not impressed at being in a cage.
Driscoll took all these samples to a National Cancer Institute lab in Maryland. It's run by Stephen O'Brien, a pioneer in cat genetics. O'Brien says when they looked at the genes of wild cats, they found a distinct subspecies in each region that this cat calls home. Europe, Central Asia, Sub-Saharan Africa, China, and the Middle East. Then, when they looked at the genes of pet cats,
these all coalesce into a group that is virtually identical to one of the subspecies, the group that comes from the Middle East or Near East.
That's a strong indication that people domesticated cats, or cats domesticated people, in the Middle East. And this makes sense, because agriculture first developed there over 9,000 years ago in the Fertile Crescent. O'Brien says people started to store grain. The grain attracted mice.
Then we think that the wild cats in the neighborhood came out from the wild and sat down. But, of course, the vicious ones were simply dispatched by the farmers themselves. The friendly ones, the tame ones, well, that's a different story. They were helping getting rid of the rodents, and maybe they were providing a little entertainment for the children, too.
The study is being published by the journal Science. Other experts say they're intrigued.
The simplicity of cats in terms of domestication is really surprising.
Robert Wayne is an evolutionary biologist at the University of California, Los Angeles. He says the genes of other domestic animals reveal a more complex history.
With horses, for instance, it seems like horses were plucked out of the wild in many different places, and dogs also seem to have a pretty broad area over which they were domesticated.
Of course, once cats became pets in the Middle East, people then spread them around. Domestication was clearly a smart move for cats. Many cat species are endangered, but worldwide, there's an estimated 600 million house cats. Nell Boyce, NPR News.